fresh air, and more kudos. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. Picking up a newspaper last week, I read a story of a community recreation project being chaired by a Division I college basketball coach, and it only took three paragraphs of reading to have one of those moments when you truly encounter fresh air, something that rises above the stagnant stink. Here's what the coach said, quote, "I love my boys passionately, but I don't want to put them in an organized sport for a very long time," unquote. Rather, the coach wanted the children playing in the park, making friends, using their imaginations, and being exhausted by the time they got home for dinner. Some very old school, and some very wise thinking by this parent coach. For those of us over 50, we played and thrived on the local playground, engaged in unstructured play. And while the world has changed with regards to being more cautious about letting our kids run around the neighborhood or around town for that matter, to playgrounds, gyms, and sandlots, it's still great advice for the helicopter generation of parents who think that every child ought to be born with a ball, a trophy, and an athletic scholarship to college stuck in their bassinet. I still remember being at the first community rec basketball program my daughter was in during elementary school. It was going to be an hour tops for a few Saturdays to have the kids run around the gym chasing balls, and they had little or no chance of getting those balls anywhere towards the rim. It was fun for them, and it was a fun thing to watch the kids play until one of the parents ripped the program director a new one because the program wasn't competitive enough. Excuse me, why do you think they call it community recreation anyway? So the coach has it right, folks. Some of our parents gave their kids the chance to be kids, and the kids of today deserve that chance now. Last week's commentary gave a special round of thanks to some of our longtime local radio broadcasters of high school sports around the state, and I highlighted Doug Wentworth of Grand Rapids, who plans to hang it up after this, his 50th year of calling the action in West Michigan. And I said I couldn't find anyone who could top Doug in terms of service to high school sports. Well, I was wrong. The Monday morning mail at the MHSAA this week included an envelope postmarked Manistee, and I got a chance to meet, on paper at least, Frank Balser, who at 77 years young is in his seventh, count 'em, seventh decade behind the microphone at WMTE and WXYQ. Frank was a teenager when he called his first game in 1954 after playing high school basketball at Old St. Joseph High School in Manistee. And with just a couple of breaks in the action along the way, he's now called over 2,000 girls and boys basketball games and gridiron contests over a 58-year span. Balser was for a time an MHSAA registered basketball official, and there were some nights where Balser would first call the junior varsity game out on the floor and then broadcast the varsity contest on the radio. His dedication to high school sports and the community, while it got under my radar, was recognized this fall by the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan, which inducted Balser into its Hall of Honor. Frank Balser fully intends to call games into the future, and still accompanying him to gymnasiums across Northwest Michigan is his bride, Marin, who I appreciate for taking the time to send me the very nice article about Frank that appeared in the local newspaper this fall, and to give me a rundown on the amazing servant that this man has been to high school sports. Thanks, Mrs. Balser. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.